Hey there, Canucks and friends, and welcome to the Canuck Capsuleers Chronicles. So today, we'll be speaking about like some little tweak concerning EVE Montreal and some big wars that might be coming between Goons and PH maybe, and also like a big eviction in a C5 like party like with Atrix, a lot of stuff. You don't want to miss that. And here we go.
EVE Online. Lost 23,000 years in the future, our group of space Canucks are sorry in advance. I'm Ben, and
I'm Dan.
Your Hoosers from the Great White North, here to decode the miseries of wormholes, tame the unruly drones with the Timmy in our hands, and keep you, fellow Capsuleers, in the loop about all things EVE Online. From Canada to the edge of New Eden. So grab your double-double, kick back, and let's dive into the Canuck Capsuleers Chronicles. So get ready, set, and aboot we go!
And here we go. Hi there, Dam! How are you?
I'm good, you?
I'm fine, thank you. So first of all, who are we?
We are both co-CEO of Sorry in Advance, an alliance in Wormhole, and NoSec.
Exactly, exactly. And not only that, we're also the ones behind the EVE Montreal, like a real-life meetup of people playing EVE Online. And actually, let's step into the news, because we got stuff.
I'm also the voice of the Chronicle of New Eden.
Yes.
A podcast about the lore of EVE Online.
Exactly. And you don't want to miss that, because there's some new stuff coming later on here. So you might have missed it. So let's give it a listen.
Hey there, Canucks and friends! On the 30th of March, the 4th edition of EVE Montreal will be happening! This year, we even got a VIP option! Like the previous year, we'll be having our fun at the Sugar Shack! Not only will you be able to exchange with other Capsuleers from all over New Eden, but you will also get some awesome swag! And once your belly is full and that you've got your maple syrup snow taffy, we'll be entering the giveaways from CCP. And they got us some awesome merch, from Rix Jarvik's art print to Lloyd George art print, the Art of New Eden hardcover books, USB Rifter, and more. You do not want to miss that. You want more? Get the VIP ticket to unlock the laser tag games later in the afternoon. We'll finish up the evening at a nearby pub eating and drinking again. Check out the description for more information. And see you at the Sugar Shack.
Here we go.
Okay. So, we can have a VIP ticket.
Yeah.
Going to laser tag.
Yeah, like so. After the Sugar Shack, you want to do more stuff with us and with EVE players. Well, a few hours after the Sugar Shack, actually, so that we can like digest a little, we'll have 4 games of laser tag to get some of this energy out. So yeah, and it's gonna be really awesome if you have a kid with you, because it's a family event. If they they are able to do to play, to have to follow rules, it's you that decided. Just be sure that they are able to follow. If you want more information on this specific section, please get in contact with us directly. But that's not all. Like, after this, the laser tag with, let's say, a less family-friendly is the bar.
Yeah, you cannot bring your kid there. That's a no-no.
Yeah. Indeed. And, the laser tag itself, the VIP ticket, we cannot let it go as late as the regular ticket, because subscription.
Yeah, you can just buy them for the next 2 weeks.
Less than 2 weeks now.
Less than two weeks. Yeah. So if you want to come with us to the laser tag, it's now. You really need to take your ticket now. It won't be possible to have more place after it's closed.
So be sure
and it's less than $30. So
yeah, exactly. Less than $30 for 4 laser tag games in the evening with us. Well, you'll pay for your stuff at bar because you know.
Yeah, of course.
But still, amazing time. Both places are really chill, really fun. We like it.
Yeah, and then in the little publicity you did.
Yes.
Did you have any question about it or not at all?
If I have... there's this USB rifter that I...
Yeah!
Yeah.
No one asked anything about it? That's...
No, okay. But I don't know what that is. So CCP says, you get USB rifters. What is that?
Yay! I'm not sure, if I don't have any...
Is it a model that, you got lights when you plug it into a USB port? Is it a USB card? Is it... I don't know.
Something is lost in translation in my head, I guess.
Maybe.
But I don't know. If anyone know what it is, please tell us.
Yeah. I think Rix is listening right now because he just shares stuff on Twitter. So hi, Rix.
Is a USB rifter, Rix?
Yes, I'm sure you got this. we're also live on on Twitter. I don't know. Definitely, do you have the Twitter feed too?
No, I don't. Mm-hmm. I can fix that pretty quick. Yeah.
So, yeah, USB Rifter, we got a bunch of Rix Javix art. It's amazing. Real life, it's prettier than what you can expect from the website. It's really amazing.
Yeah, his art is already beautiful on the website, but in real, it's more.
Yeah. And I really hope that my name's gonna come out quite soon in on the giveaway, because I want to have at least one of those prize.
Yeah, they are really interesting, and the USB rifter.
Yeah, that I don't know what that is, but and there's also the hardcover art book of Eve that is looking.
Yeah, it's gonna have a lot of merch from Alliance too. Not just from CCP.
From Lloyd George too. It looks really, really great.
No, from Alliance, not Lloyd George.
You
got the thing from Bus Alliance.
We got stuff on it. Yeah, from Sorry, but we also got stuff on its way. Gubbins told me we should receive stuff from PH. I've got Colneros that should send us stuff from Goons. Jin.
Someone from Brave too, no?
Oh, yeah. Just got a blank because, Jinx from Brave, this should be sending some mercs my way from Brave. And if you're one of those that would like to use this event to recruit and see hey, hi there, here's some merch, get in contact with us and we'll make it happen.
And people from New Orleans, the event, they got our thing too, thing from Chronicle of New Eden and Sorry.
Yeah, in New Orleans, that you'll get stuff from Sorry. Lucky you, because when is Eve New Orleans actually?
When?
It's in April, 20th of April. So yeah, you still got time. So did we Yeah, laser tag, bar, fun. I'll check.
Pretzel.
So, yeah, pretzel, because I love those pretzel. We might have like a big war coming up between goons and pH. Like we saw that.
Yeah, it's not the fraternity.
No, goon. Well, like they are in it, but it's let's say like the primary would be like a goons and pH. If I just go here. Because we got goons that anchored their like one of their Fortizar in on the grid with pH Keepstar.
Okay.
In the system of F4 R2 Tech Q, and you would be wondering where is that? Okay, so it's in
yeah. The when catch. You don't do like weird noise is was saying like where is that
exactly?
Because then I have a tendency to say to do weird noise and the mic consider it like
no, it's noise. It's only noise for the mic.
Noise.
Yeah, sorry,
it's
Mike. Voice. I'm sorry. So yeah, like right here in catch where like if we have a look at the coalition map, like
Panda. Well, first it's like a system where it. A lot of passage should get through. Yeah. I mean, it's directly like the junction of four other system, and it's the junction from Curse 2. So yeah, that's visible.
Yep, because from there, like as Dan was saying, Curse is just like two jumps here, and then they can get to GTACO that is a direct link to Zerzak.
Yeah, they can get their like an Titan bridge, and they can put an Anti-Lex gate or something like that.
Yeah, so from the north to the south in two jumps, and if they got like Titan bridge, like it's really easy to attack the south now with the help of Zerzak. So we'll see like how that's gonna be played out. Because I think that goons and their allies are starting to, let's say, feel the breath of a pandemic horde and fraternity down their neck. Because let's say that those two entities got a lot and a lot of means. We heard on the meta show that the Imperium are still reimbursing those coupons that they sell to get some cash flow during the first war. Not the last one, but the other one before that.
Yeah, the first one. Yeah.
So, yeah, that's going to be something really, really interesting to see. Because with the Zerzak, if we have a look here, like, PandaFam got like a big advantage before, because like we got all this here that is fraternity that can directly go into the south by going through Zerzak. So it's a big advantage like of force projection to then get like into the Imperium like really easily. Where like the Imperium needs to go through all the gates, like even if they got like those Ansiblex gate, it's still gonna be quite long to get there because they got like some regions to go through. So yeah.
Yeah, for people who don't know what is an Ansiblex gate, it's a gate that allowed you to jump like directly from a system to another who doesn't have normal gate. So it can like save you 5. To, I don't know, many jump,
yeah.
10 jump.
Maybe more.
Depend of the 3D configuration of the system.
Yeah. So it might be really, really, really
faster. That's a big advantage.
But still, you don't, in the case of Fraternity, like they're saving something like 60 jump. So.
Yeah, because they have many Ansiblex gate.
Yeah, and Zerzak.
Zerzak.
Yeah. So yeah, that's gonna be well, some some challenge there. So I'm thinking that we might see the beginning of the war that's going to be the summer war, because we nearly have like a nice big war every summer, except last year. Well, last year it was like B2B3 coalition that went down, but still, we'll see what's going to be happening.
Yeah, I think we didn't follow it because we are not that much interested by it.
It was not an active one. It was like one that it was like just of absence content and time zone tanking. So it was not like a fun war that fraternity were doing with Braven company. So not something that you want to say, oh, nothing happened because time zone tanking. So yeah. Next up, we got another meetup this time at Rick's. So yeah.
Yeah, at Rick's place. Yeah.
So Steel City, Pittsburgh. Rick's got like a little heads up, like save the date on July 27th. You'll get you can get at Rick's place. Like some details gonna be coming along. So just be sure to be on the
Evil Panda. Just save the date.
Yeah, save the date and keep listening to us. Be sure that you're on Evil Ganda blog and you'll get all the information that you need. So don't forget to subscribe to the channel to get that, because we see that you are more and more people listening to our show every week, and we do thank you for that. But vast majority are still unsubscribed and might not see every show that we're doing. So you might miss shows. You do not want that. Like, you won't miss. Like, it's fresh now. So subscribe.
Yeah. So subscribe. Hit the bell and like
that good stuff.
Follow the example of Zerg.
Yeah. Exactly.
Hi Tim.
Hi.
We are good. What about you?
Yes. So we
will. And
yes, Dom.
Oh. Are we at the next topic?
Yeah. I'm just gonna go there. I haven't redone the top, switch screen, so sorry. So, Dem, this week, you got something.
Next Thursday, it's going to be the Minmatar Republic, a political structure. So, and then, as you know, the ship of the Minmatar made of duct tape.
Yes.
But believe me, the political structure are made of duct tape too.
Really? Do they
it's
have
the same stability?
Wow. Do they have tie wraps too?
No, that's too stable.
Too stable. We stay with duct tape only. Okay. Will we have rust?
Yeah. What?
Will we have rust?
Of course. Of course, they have rust and political structure. To be honest, it's like quite the mess in the political structure.
Yeah, well, it makes sense because when you go into political structures and that you got rust, the slogan of Minmatar just lands right in, because in rust we trust.
Indeed. that's a really interesting one. I'm always surprised about political structure. I'm always like, oh, not sure I'm gonna like the political part, but at the end of the day, you just understand more how they work, and that's really interesting.
Yes, indeed, quite surprising actually. Next up, we started last time a new segment where we ask a question lore wise that we try to answer and like the best we can. and see if one of either them or I got like a better answer. So the question this week, Dam, what would be? Oh yes, mm-hmm. What would be the best EVE Online invention and why?
I think it's a capsule, because like without the capsule, you don't have EVE, and it's make it eternal, because without like the capsule, you just go out, you die, you finish.
yeah. And you would have to manage a crew and would be called maybe like another space game. Yes, indeed. A capsule allows to not have to deal with a crew, like in your own ship. So you might have like a fleet of ship, which is quite handy. So more force projection. Yeah. On my side, I would rather go to the cloning. Because the cloning, I think that's more like what makes someone eternal, because like they put the conscience into the clones, like what they are doing with Vanguard, like you're a conscience that is getting downloaded into a Vanguard clone. So yeah, I think that's the real, immortal section, because they can have people in different, part of the game, like let's some Minmatar monks that can reuse like some of their clones, and then can be like centuries old, and they are like some, I think Kanid did also do some weird stuff with that. We got like Kaldari, is it the Kaldari or the Kanid, one or the other, are like doing some weird stuff with clones, where like they just, when they're getting like really old, they download themselves into like a younger version or like something like that, so that they can relive another life but with all their knowledge. So yeah, it's really like special to when you read about those.
I think clone, like it's missing something to the clone, to be honest. I hope we're gonna find a way to remove the implant from clone. Like, I think with the fulcrum, we're gonna find the just technology, and we're gonna be able to have the possibility to remove the implant. It's just speculation, of course. I don't have any information about that, but I think it would be really interesting to be able to do that, to find that technology.
Would that actually make sense? And maybe we'll even get like Tech 2 or Tech 3 capsules, so that the clone inside it can be like the T3 cruiser that you can like remove and change the rigs. That would be nice.
Yeah. I think that's a technology that I want to see in EVE. And it can be something like you can remove it and you have like 20% of chance to keep explode. It inside. Or like every other like gonna be damaged. I don't know. Something that playing with fire, because that's fun.
Yep. Cloning is really something quite of interest, and I know that like other shows would be speaking about like cat ears, but not here.
No.
Next up, we got the kill of the week.
So just before that, Ben, if anyone have any question that they would like me and Ben to make a little debate together, feel free to write it to us, and we're going to be happy to do it in the next show.
Yes. You can either like write it and send it by post or into the comments below the YouTube video. It would be also quite useful.
Yeah.
Next up, C5 eviction, but not any C5 evictions. Laserhawk's primary wormhole eviction.
Oh,
that's,
it's a C5, right?
Yes, that is a big, big one. Okay, so here on this battle report, we only got a glance of like what has been lost. Because what we can see here is...
But why did they want to evict them?
There's indeed a story behind that. Because let's say, Bob's follower have been telling, let's say, some of the other pilots, is that Laserhawk, are like a big chummy with Rainbow Knight, and they are like really powerful actually in wormholes. But Laserhawk did kind of deal with a bunch of entities that were supposed to be protected from some other eviction. And some of those that were supposed to be protected were not. Even if they were paying to actually get this protection.
Well, I think when they were paying for that, it's already like against Bushido, right?
Yes. Because so, yeah, like there's a little issue there. So you got Singularity Syndicates, Turbo Fleet of Glory, Wolves Among Strangers, and others that were not really appreciative of the procedure for different reasons. And started to infiltrate the C5 wormhole of Laserhawk. At some point, they start to get more active into Laserhawk's wormhole. At which point, Laserhawk, Batphone, another entity that is good on the renting scheme, PH. So PH did form. They bring a bunch of little assault frigates, if I remember correctly. They get into the hole and they saw that their assault frigate was of no use against what was in front of them, so they just left. So they are not.
Okay, but I think that report. Thing generates like a bad a side effect.
Yeah, a little side effect, because Initiative saw the ping on PH.
They have spying in PH and they saw it. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. So the Initiative just formed a little 300 Tengus and went all in to the C5. Well, not all in, because wormholes
has... Yeah, because that sounds so much like no wormholer to do that, but... Yeah.
Because the thing is, wormhole have, a mass limitation, and only, 200 of them pass through, which is quite a lot when you consider that PH did not stay in the hole, but the Initiative were... already there, and they didn't make a big difference.
Yeah, and also the wormhole was close behind them, so they were like, oh well, I prefer to get a Bud Express, so let's kill them, and if I die, I'm gonna have a Bud Express.
Yes, because once the eviction start, the aggressor want to keep all controls, so the 24/7 guard was then up, so it was easier with that kind of group to be sure that there were no exits whatsoever or entry of reinforcement. We can see that there were a lot of structure that died. We got on at least five of them, so two for the Czar, two as well, and at least one how do you call those? The little red one. Just don't remember the name. So one of those two. They're in wormhole, for those of you that don't know, there are no asset safety. Everything drops in space. So yeah. One, and not only that, when you get killed in Wormhole and that you get pod, you won't be able to make it back because they got all control, remember?
Yeah, and when you don't have any way to put your home clone in a wormhole. So if you got pod, you are out of the wormhole automatically.
Yep.
Which... And so when the stations explode, it's simple. Everything get hot in space. And in we cans. Were talking... Yeah, we were talking to someone on our French show, and he was saying that it had a lot of cans, and they don't spawn all at the same time. And when they were like, make a can disappear, another one were appeared. And, well, they laugh a bit of their enemy, another hawk. Laugh at them, and they put just shuttle and can or things like that. So yeah, he said like it took 2 or 3 hours to clear all the can. But they have like a really organized way to do it. So yeah, it was quite something. And as we saw in the report of Ben earlier, they lost like 327B. But that's only the structure and ship loss. It's not about what it was in the structure. So they lost way more than that.
Yes. For sure, like there's like those freighter that are full of stuff to prevent from like, let's say, the loss of really valuable stuff, that people just fill those freighter with stuff and they're just unlog on the structure. And at some point in the coming months or years, they're going to log back.
Yeah, yeah, so... They didn't found any freighter in the structures, so many people like log off with freighter somewhere in the space and waiting forever.
Yeah, but I don't like just imagine like the loot of this C5, like a major C5 wormhole from a major wormhole alliance. Yeah, that must be a lot of loot, because like this, yeah. Like they did incur like a Fortizar to actually be able to loot everything. Then they unloaded all the Fortizar like to known space. So yeah, like quite the operation. Yeah. Quite impressive, actually.
So that's the mechanic of the wormhole.
Exactly. So that's pretty much it for this week, Canox and friends. Thank you for your support, and see you. Well, actually, this Thursday for Dam's podcast.
Yeah, you have to listen to it.
Exactly. Do what she says.
You don't have any reason to not listen to it. I mean, it's on YouTube and any platform that you can think about. It's on it.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
She's right.
I know. I'm always right.
Exactly. And we'll leave on that. Au revoir.
Bye. See you next week.